association El Món de Prop presents the book Through a Dog's Eyes. Open it slowly and discover a tale through the audio. The sound indicates when you have to turn each page. Through a Dog's Eyes is an audio story created to foster the values of empathy and solidarity. At the same time, it is a tool designed to help Miram Project and allow you to see the world through different eyes. It is a book dedicated to all the guide dogs in order to value the work they do. It is a story that could be yours.
Before opening the book and diving into the story, a picture of Atlas's face fills the entire front and back covers of the book. Atlas is a Labrador retriever that works as a guide dog. He has a kind, loyal, noble, and penetrating look. His fur is cream-colored, and his brown muzzle is attentive to the smells all around him. The drawing of a little lady mouse slides playfully between his muzzle and his eyes. Another mouse sitting on his muzzle watches her. The end papers are filled with characters. From the top left corner, a little mouse runs downwards, pulling a pink shopping cart. She is leaving a trail of scented, colorful flowers. A mouse, a rabbit, and two chicks with glasses are sitting on the floor watching an owl. He is checking their visual acuity, pointing to an eye chart with his wing. A bit farther from the group, a timid goose with glasses is also having a checkup. On the right top corner of the other page, a mouse and a hamster are nibbling a pear, while another mouse with a full belly is tiptoeing to the left. In the middle of the page, a happy rabbit wearing a skirt and a blue jacket waves a handkerchief. In the right bottom corner, two young mice slide down a red suitcase under the attentive gaze of an older, more sensible mouse. The black and white scene shows a market in Barcelona. At the back, a row of bar stools face the empty counter. In the green grocer's stand, several empty wooden boxes are piled under the counter. The green grocer offers his products to a woman wearing tight-fitting trousers and a colored blouse. A young man in shorts and trainers waits for his turn. A girl wearing a red patterned skirt passes by, leaving a trail of colorful flowers. Her long, graceful legs walk decisively while she is pulling a pink shopping cart. In the meantime, a mouse climbs down the pile of boxes under the counter, also pulling a shopping cart.
We have just come across the girl who smells like cinnamon, apricots, and violets. But almost nobody notices that. Only a chosen few know this fact. Everybody calls her Laia.
The mouse is wearing a necklace and dresses like the young girl. She smiles cheekily, and she is also leaving a trail of flowers as she walks past. In a city bus in gray, the people can be seen in color.
I get on the bus, and I go straight to the seat behind the bus driver. Oh, This seat is taken today.
There is an old woman sitting on a bus seat. Her lips are red. She is wearing a blue blouse and a skirt with flowers. She looks like a grandmother. She is holding a small red bag that matches her shoes. She is fast asleep. Her eyes are closed behind her big, thick purple glasses. A yellow flower decorates her white hair. Behind, looking serious, sits a yellow parrot in the shape of a man. He is wearing dark gray trousers, a jacket, a shirt, and a gray tie. A little rabbit at the door of the bus waves a handkerchief to somebody who stayed outside. In the rear sits a monkey who smiles while she reads the newspaper. She has small bows in her hair, behind her ears. She is wearing a red skirt with white polka dots. At the front, next to the old woman, four mice play on the seats while a cat is looking at them. He is a white tabby cat with long whiskers.
I take a deep breath to regain confidence in my steps and continue on until I find a place to sit.
There is a red case under the front seat.
Whew! Everything is okay now. Except for the lady sitting next to me, who hasn't moved her suitcase.
Two very young mice are sliding down it. The Mare Magnum wooden footbridge in black and white with passers-by.
High heels. So thin that it looks impossible to walk with them. Then, thick boots that seem to be made to stomp.
Amid the forest of legs, a colorful group of boys and girls play with a ball.
And finally, a group of small jumping feet accompanied by the sound of shoelaces. Which way to go? Someone is patting my back. There is nothing better than the warmth of a hand.
Two people approach with outstretched hands. A dog reaches out to smell them.
I enjoy this sensation.
A small rabbit in a green dress with red polka dots pops out of the pocket of a pair of gray jeans. She covers her ears.
Suddenly, I want to cry. Why am I feeling this way?
A surprised mouse runs over the dog's muzzle, running away from the hands that want to touch the dog. Another mouse, standing on a man's wrist, raises its arms, smiling. A rabbit turns a somersault in front of another mouse who looks at him with a smile.
I'm close to my neighborhood. At the school, I feel trapped by memories. I'm excited.
A man calmly climbs up some wide gray stairs, while three girls walk down them very fast.
The stairs that go to the second floor are waiting for me.
At the bottom of the stairs on the left-hand side, a rabbit, a mouse, and two chicks are sitting while having their eyes checked by an owl doctor. The owl uses his wing to point at an eye chart. He is also checking a shy goose that looks at him from a distance. Everybody is wearing glasses and listens attentively to the owl.
However, when I reach the first step, I'm invaded by many different smells. My stomach is roaring.
On the right-hand side, at the bottom of the stairs, a hamster and a mouse share a pair.
I'm hungry. Hurry up!
And somebody dreams of an enormous bone. Black and white picture of a street in the old quarter of Barcelona. It is a paved street. A man is pulling a shopping cart. On the right-hand side, rubbish piles up in front of a door. An abandoned Christmas tree, cardboard, and junk invade the street.
I'm at the second corner past the newsagent. I'm hoping to catch the usual smell of my street. However, today it smells different and much more intense. Ugh! Two smelly trash bags in the middle of the street. Probably left behind by a slacker. Make me stop.
Three butterflies hover over the rubbish. Lying on a garbage bag is a white cat with brown spots holding a fish bone. He is looking at two other cats amusing themselves with a skein of wool. On the floor, close to a broken umbrella, a mouse peers out of a watering can, and another climbs up a big, empty plastic water bottle.
Oh, God. Again, I take a deep breath and I face up to them as if they were a fierce animal.
On a gray landing, a woman with trousers decorated with leaves stands in front of a door.
Just when I'm coming into my flat, I hear a strange noise at the door in front of me. Suddenly, a dog comes out, wagging its tail, and it jumps on me. 2 seconds later, there's a man behind the door, shouting at him to avoid disaster.
A bag of bread goes flying. A loaf of bread, several rolls, and cupcakes tumble down the stairs.
But it's too late. My bread bag and I are now on the floor.
A mouse with patterned green shorts, a salmon-colored shirt, and a handkerchief on its neck pushes a bread roll with its tongue.
Fortunately, my guide dog stood up to him. Did I say fortunately?
The neighbor's dog catches a roll with his paws and looks at it with delight.
The two dogs have eaten my bread.
The guide dog contently holds a loaf of bread between his teeth.
Audio description, James Phillips. Narration, Jenny Beecraft. Recording studio, La Cápsula del Tiempo.